Chapter 9, Lion's Rock. We stayed in the Kibisa Hotel that night. Mum ordered dinner, but I wasn't hungry.
I'm sorry, Kathy. We tried.
Maybe I haven't got a twin sister, I said. I was very disappointed.
Let's try and enjoy our holiday,
said Mum.
Sri Lanka is a very interesting country.
Mum was right. There was a lot to see, and I wanted to have a good time. The next morning after breakfast, Matau drove us to Lion's Rock. We got out of the car and I remembered the place from my dream. We started to climb the steps. The climb was very difficult.
How many steps are there?
Mum asked. 1,200, I answered immediately, and there are wall paintings in the middle. Matau was very surprised.
How do you know about Lion's Rock?
He asked. I was here in a dream, I said. Matau didn't understand. Oh, it's a long story, I said. I was right about the paintings. We soon saw them, and they were exactly like the paintings in my dream. We continued climbing. Soon we'll see two lions' feet in the rock, I said. I was right about that too. We saw monkeys on the rocks exactly like in my dream. Mum was too tired to continue, so I climbed to the top with Matau. And there it was, the magnificent view from my dream. There was dense green jungle everywhere. After Lion's Rock, Matau took us to a tea factory. We drove up mountains and past fields of tea. There were workers in the fields. They had baskets on their backs.
Those people are picking tea,
Matau said.
They take the smallest leaves to the factory to dry.
Matau stopped the car at the factory. A worker approached us.
I'm going to make tea from these leaves now, she said.
She explained the process and then she brought us some different types of tea to drink. That night, we stayed in a hotel in the mountains. Mum was tired after the visit to Lion's Rock.
For the next few days, I want to lie in the sun and relax, she said.